All right, welcome into Triple Play Sports.
Very true.
Elijah Jacobs, Phil Tucker, myself, Kenny Mann. We are here and happy to be here, as always. Elijah in his Mets jersey. It's blinding my eyes. It's just the
radiant beauty of this Mets jersey.
Burning my retinas.
Got a question. You know what DeGrom is that Aaron Judge is not?
What is that?
He's a champion.
You know what the Yankees are, that the Mets are not?
You know what?
Did he actually play in that championship?
It doesn't matter. He got the
championship. Did he play in the championship?
No, he is a champion. That's all that matters.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're here, and we're having a good time, as always, and we're going to, look over the week in sports. We do that by starting with the leadoff double. Phil Tucker here with two stories at minimum that piqued our interest this week. Phil, what do we got?
Well, I tell you, some interesting news out of the deserts of Arizona, if you're a hockey fan.
Yes.
So the NHL in Arizona may no longer be, while it still needs approval from the NHL Board of Governors, the owners of the NBA Jazz are reportedly going to purchase and move the Coyotes to Salt Lake City in quite the convoluted deal.
Yes.
So they will not be directly purchasing the Coyotes.
The NHL
is going to purchase it.
Right.
But it's going to be a similar deal to what the NFL had with the city of Cleveland when the Browns left. So the Salt Lake City team will basically be a expansion team with all the players and staff that are currently
in
employees.
Phoenix. Yes, yes.
And then once they get everything done, if this arena deal that the current owner, Alex Morello, is trying to get done, if he gets that deal, then he will get an expansion team that will become the Phoenix Coyotes or Arizona Coyotes
again
somewhere down in the future.
I don't see that happening.
How this
has not worked there. It just has not worked there. And, they play in a 5,000-seat arena, for the past 2 years. I just think it. Maybe the NHL is looking at this like, look, we're going to buy them. We're going to move them to Salt Lake. We expect to have a nice reception there. And, kind of like, and by the way, call us if you ever figure it out, kind of thing for Phoenix. And I don't see it down the line. I just don't. I don't see the market there. I just don't.
I don't see it either, in all honesty. I've always thought them being in Arizona was just a bad move from the get-go.
Yeah.
I think any city at this point is better than Arizona.
Yes.
I genuinely believe that. I was really hoping it would have been Kansas City. I feel like that's an up-and-coming market. I feel like it could be a nice little spot.
Yeah.
But Utah works fine. I mean, anything is better than what we have had out of the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah, I mean, you're going into a market where you have the Jazz.
Who are a little bit on a downward swing.
Yeah. And what else do you have there? That's really it, right? You don't have baseball. You don't have the NFL. So it's always good. Now you got the two major sports in the city, which is really good. Utah's not ever had that. And so just like Nashville, we got the Preds and we have the Titans. So you have the two major sports, and we'll see how that works. But, no, I Phoenix has, and even in Phoenix, the Arizona Cardinals or the Arizona Cardinals and the Phoenix Cardinals, and then it just doesn't ever feel genuine there.
There's something weird about the ownership groups that are in that city. They're notoriously cheap.
And you have the D-backs. I forget about them. I just do. And they've actually probably been the most successful of all the Arizona teams.
And they've been up and down themselves. It's not like they've been the most consistent.
I think the Cardinals draw well. I mean, it's the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say they're not successful on field. That's a different story.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks at least went to the World Series last year.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely is something that bears watching. Nothing is set in stone yet, but it sure looks like that's the direction they're heading.
I like Salt Lake City. I think that'll be nice.
I think it will be too.
I really do.
And then bad news out of the sad news out of the baseball world. Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog passed away Monday at the age of 92.
Mm-hmm.
He had managed the Royals to division titles from 76 to 78, of course losing to your Yankees in the American League champions.
In the ALCS, yes.
But then led the Cardinals to the National League pennants in 82, 85, and 87, winning the World Series in 82. He was also the driving force behind the trade that brought Ozzie Smith to the Cardinals.
Yes. And from what I understood, and I read it quickly, but in 82 when they won, I think they hit 62 home runs as a team.
Yeah.
So you talk about a different brand of baseball, and Herzog was known for the stolen base and the speed and whatnot. And just goes to show you, you know, back then,
yeah.
And he was able to do that with that team and win a championship with no real home run hitters.
Bullpen by committee.
Yeah.
You know, they won a lot of very close games.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. If you're winning the close games, you can win it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
so
right.
Good for him. I mean, you know, not good for him. What a great life. I mean, 92. And
yes.
I think he was in the league. He had one of the great quotes. What does he say? Something like, and I'm paraphrasing, I started to love baseball when I stopped playing it. Because he was a player.
Yep.
And he was so much more successful as manager than he ever was as a player. And my gosh, I mean, he was, God, over 30 years minimum in the league between
yeah.
player and manager. So
yeah, he played for, I think they said, 10 seasons.
Yeah.
I think they said he was like a 270, 260
yes,
hitter.
Yes.
So,
that's not
you
bad.
Know,
yeah,
it's not great,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but yeah, a nice long career, and really one of the main driving forces behind the success the Cardinals had.
Yes,
in the '80s and into the '90s,
Keith Hernandez was there, and there's
yes.
at that point.
Yes, he's the one that traded him to the Mets.
That's right. That's
which
right.
did not work out for the Cardinals.
No, and it worked out very well for the Mets.
And that's the main ones I had. I've got some kind of odds and ends. We can just kind of some fun stuff over the last couple days. But as far as the big stories, I tell you what, I think we are starting to see the impact already that Caitlin Clark may have on the WNBA.
Mm.
Not just her, but you know the group that was in there this year. The women's, you know, the WNBA draft drew 2.45 million viewers.
Which is shocking to me when you
yes.
know she was going first.
Yes.
You, I mean, it wasn't there was like some, you know, is she going first or second? I mean, there's no drama.
Yeah.
And yet it drew almost 2.5 million people.
Yeah, it did.
How about
well,
that?
Well, I think a lot of it was, you know, where was Cardoza going to go? Where
right.
was Angel Reese going to
yeah.
go? I think there was, I think some of the mystery of that is, you know, I think the spotlight on her in the tournament kind of helps shine a spotlight on some of these other
oh, yeah.
players that are really,
yeah.
really good players, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so last year, the draft had 572,000 people watching it.
Wow.
I mean, that's a huge
that's five
increase.
Times the amount.
Yeah, that's a big amount.
Yeah.
Look at you, math major. You did that in your head. Look
yeah.
at you. You're amazing.
And some other fun hockey
notes. We need to pause here,
what?
Phil. I think that might be the first and last time you will ever hear Kenny say
no,
that.
No, I'm complimenting. You're like Rain Man.
But I'm just saying, I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. I kind of want to just enjoy this.
Savor the moment.
Savor the moment for a few seconds here. I'm almost in shock.
All right, go ahead. I don't want to get his head filled here.
So some of the some fun NFL notes. So Connor McDavid, 100 assists for the season. The fourth different player to ever hit that mark.
Okay, now. Do you know who the others were?
Because
you probably looked it up.
Gordie Howe?
No.
No, not Gordie Howe.
No. There's an unbelievable part of this. It's Bobby Orr.
Yeah, that's the name I was. Bobby Orr.
Mario Lemieux.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid. And, of course, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mark Messier.
No. It's only four. He's the fourth. So now, here's the interesting part
about
this.
Oh, that's right,
yeah. Or 100 assists once. Mario Lemieux, 100 assists once. McDavid, 100 assists once. Gretzky, 11 times. 11 times.
Yeah.
He's had 100 assists. And you look at it and you go, that's got to be maybe they added a one. It shouldn't be right. 11 times he's done it. That is
crazy.
The most ridiculous. So when you look at this, right, and I'm just showing the guys here. When you look at the 100 assist club, right, you think, that's got to be a typo, Phil, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't have done it 11 times, right, because we're making such a big deal. Yeah, he did it 11 times. 11 times.
Was there ever a player that dominant in one sport?
Other than Jordan, and now don't get me wrong, I think Jordan dominated for a long time. But he also had a heck of a lot of competition during some of those years in different areas. And that doesn't have to be at guard, the position he was at. But no, to me, I don't remember a player going so far out of the stratosphere of what everybody else was doing and still sits so far out of the stratosphere.
And here's the other thing. Michael Jordan had a break-in period.
Yes,
Wayne Gretzky came in right out the gate dominant.
The only other player in professional sports that I would compare when you look at these kind of like crazy numbers and stuff is Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice's numbers are so ridiculously higher than everyone who's second that you go, how's that possible? But it is. He had Montana.
He had Montana and Young.
Yes.
He also played a long time.
He did. But again, Gretzky, congratulations, McDavid. That's a heck of a thing. But boy, it does make you go, 11? You know, 11 times?
Yeah.
Well, and one thing that's funny about it, so I looked at Connor McDavid has 647 assists in 644 games. So he's averaging just over an assist a game.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Incredible.
And Alex Ovechkin is now just 852 goals, 42 behind Gretzky's. Gretzky's 894.
Possible for a year. If he has a good year next year.
If he has a good year.
What do you have this year, like 31, 32?
I think, he was right around there. So if he has a really good season next year.
He could do it.
He could pass it. The funny thing is, the number of games played to get to that point, they're very close.
Yeah. Oh, for goals?
Yeah.
What is it?
So, Alex Ovechkin has 852 in 1,425 games.
Okay.
Gretzky had 894 in 1,487.
Okay.
So,
fair
62
enough.
Game difference.
Fair enough.
42 goal difference. So
fair
that's,
enough.
Yeah.
You can't listen, Ovechkin, the top five player in the history of the sport.
Oh, absolutely.
To me, absolutely.
Crafty player, too. He knows.
He's a tough player.
He also just knows where to be on the ice to shoot. It's
the difference with Gretzky and Ovi is Gretzky was a magician, if you will, with the puck. I mean, things you've never seen and setting up behind the opposing goals and dodging hits and just the speed and whatnot. Now, Ovi, he'll hit you. He'll hit you hard.
Yeah.
And he'll come back, though, and plant himself in front of the net and score that way also. He can do everything. Neither, not to take anything away from Ovi, Gretzky. But Gretzky, the one thing he never had to worry about was he's not going to run me into the boards.
Yeah.
And I have to keep my head on a swivel. Ovechkin, you do. You have to keep your head on a swivel. He will take you out of the game.
Well, it's like they kind of got there in different ways.
Yes.
You know, Gretzky, like you said, a wizard with the puck.
Yeah.
Ovechkin was just brute force a lot of times.
Yes. He is the Russian tank. That's what he is. Yep. He just keeps moving. He's amazing. I had one other headline. We didn't touch on this last week, but now it's been officially done. But the story about Jontay Porter, who was found to be betting on who's he play for again now?
The Toronto.
Toronto. Okay, so he's now officially today
banned
for life. So that's that. So what he did, which I found very interesting, he was betting on himself and different parlays that involved his numbers that night, and on two different occasions bet the under. So hypothetically, if you don't know gambling, say Jontay Porter's over under 4 points was 12, or whatever it may be. Well, he, on two different occasions, pulled himself out of games when he was under the number that he had bet on. One for an eye injury, and another one that he wasn't feeling right. And they then, equated these with bets that were made in red flag, because not many people are betting on Jontay Porter numbers, big amounts of money.
Yeah.
And there were wagers that ranged in size from $15 to $22,000. And so, you're going to get a red flag. You're betting $22,000 on a Jontay Porter thing.
Yeah.
Usually not the case. And ended up, long story short, he ended up winning, all said and done, $22,000 around that in gambling. Well, he's done.
Yeah.
And his salary at one point was $1.9 million. So you talk about stupidity.
Yep.
And you're willing to throw away. Now, I don't. Now, John Tipota is not a great player. We obviously, I didn't know who he was.
But if you're solid, you will have a job.
Right, you're even a bench guy in the NBA, and you're playing fine, and you're on the team. You're making yourself probably a good, cool mill almost every year you're sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, now he's doing nothing. I mean, you have got to be kidding me. He deserved to be banned for life. This was direct. I am betting on myself and removing myself from the game to win the bet.
How dumb are you, though?
He was obviously very, very dumb.
I mean, I don't ever like to call somebody that, but this is just...
No, this was stupidity.
This is blatant stupidity.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? I mean...
Yeah. You know what it is? I think a lot of these guys feel like, how would they ever find out? How are they going to know? And
yeah.
They do give this... To me, and I heard someone mention this, and I agree with them, this shows that the system's working.
Yes.
Well, they caught this, you know. It's very difficult with gambling and these leagues now, but this made it. This showed it worked.
Yep.
They red flagged it. They were able to investigate it. They find out that during those games, he removed himself from the game. You'd think he would have been smart enough to just go, look, I'll miss a few shots on purpose. But he removes himself twice. So Jontay Porter, my God, what can you say? What a really dopey thing
what
to
a
blow
dodo.
A career, to blow money, to blow everything, and your reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, what are you this crazy to think that, oh, I'm a big enough star that no one's going to notice people placing you big bets on me?
Yeah.
I mean,
he did.
Are you delusional?
Do you realize in the NBA for a second, those contracts are guaranteed. So
yep.
If he makes $1.9 million, even if he sits out the entire season, he gets paid.
Not anymore.
I don't know, man. That's crazy to me.
And here's the other kicker. Now, as I'm reading this in the article, but it was a third individual that was connected to both Porter and the original recipient of Porter's health information. So he also passed this along to friends. Hey, I'm not going to be doing well tonight, kind of thing. But anyway, that person placed an $80,000 parlay bet that won $1.1 million. A wager that hinged on the prediction that Porter would underperform that evening, which he made clear to this friend, obviously. He will. And he did that by removing himself from the game. So these were obviously red flags. No one bets $80,000 parlays on Jontay Porter. So I don't know how, like Phil said, you know, you would think if it's, and this is, you know, if it's, you know, Steph Curry, yeah, millions are bet on Steph Curry's overs and unders all the time. But Jontay Porter, that's going to raise, it's going to raise a red flag. And
yeah.
It did, and then the system worked, and he's done.
Well,
wow.
And the thing is, so if he's also now involving these other people,
yeah,
you're going to see legal action.
Absolutely. Oh,
like,
absolutely.
You are now talking about not just you've lost your career.
Yes.
You may be doing prison time.
Absolutely.
Yep. Because you have just committed fraud.
They had inside information, right, about a game, and that was it. So there you go.
Yep.
All right. I didn't want to forget that one. It was kind of going on, and they finally came down with the ban today. So.
Yeah, I did remember seeing that headline a couple weeks ago. We never really got to it, whatever week that was.
No.
So taking a quick look at the NBA and NHL playoffs.
Okay.
Start with the NBA since
NBA.
They're already going with the play-in tournament.
No, which I still don't like, and I don't even get it any longer. I think it's the dopiest
thing.
Oh,
you know what it is? I know what this is.
What?
You're just mad because your boy Steph Curry came up short.
They lost. They were in a play-in game. They shouldn't even have been in one. I don't like any of this.
Give me
the amount of teams and stop with this silliness. And I'm telling you, I'm being ignorant here, but from what I understand, the Lakers could have lost last night. And been in another playing. It's just the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I don't even get it. Anyway, that being said.
It's basically a double elimination.
That's just, that just doesn't.
You know, fun fact, LeBron is undefeated in these play-in games.
Is that a good fact? That means that you're in play-in games. You're the eighth seed every year?
Well, what it's letting me know is he's really good in this kind of a situation because he's never lost in it.
Okay. I mean, it's like saying I'm really good at being the last team in. I mean, okay. I mean, who cares?
All right. Yeah. So in the East, you have Boston, New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Orlando, and Indianapolis, I should say, that are locked in. You got Philadelphia, Miami, Chicago, Atlanta in the play-in. And then in the West, you have Oklahoma City, Denver, Minnesota, the Clippers, Dallas, Phoenix, and then the Lakers, New Orleans, Sacramento, and Golden State.
Okay.
The Lakers, of course, as you mentioned, have punched their ticket to actually be in the tournament.
Yeah.
So I guess we can give our we think the Eastern Conference final matchup will be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want me to start? I'll give you mine. I've got the Celtics, and it's a little bit of a homer pick, but the Knicks.
Okay.
I do have the Knicks and the Celtics here. When I looked at the brackets, I don't see anyone beating Boston, which probably means they'll go out in the first round. But I don't. I don't see anyone beating Boston. The Knicks are lucky here to me that they're in the other side of that bracket, so to speak. And Milwaukee, who was the big dog there, just suffered a major setback with Giannis now injured. They don't know when he's going to be back. They think it'll be a few games. If the Knicks can squeeze through and then play maybe Milwaukee or Indiana, I think the Knicks and the Celtics is where I'm heading for my final two in the East.
You want me to go?
Go ahead.
All right. You see, I'm actually going to shock you here. I got the Bucks playing the 76ers as my final in the East, and here's why. I mean, Joel Embiid, since he's been back, the Sixers haven't lost. Mm. And not only that, Joel Embiid for the first time is hitting the postseason healthy. And the Celtics, if this plays out the way I think it's going to play out, they're going to have to play the Heat and the 76ers back-to-back.
Okay.
And I'm just going, I don't know if they can go through those two teams back-to-back. So I think... I'm looking at the Bucks potentially having, if Giannis comes back healthy, an easier path to get to the finals than the Celtics would. So I have the Bucks playing the 76ers. I think the 76ers knock out the Celtics, and I think it's going to be Giannis versus Joel Embiid.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to pick the 76ers to win that one. I think this is Joel Embiid's time. I think he's going to have a playoff run for the ages.
Okay. Phil, who do you got in the East?
All right. Well, and I'll admit, I don't follow the NBA playoffs in the past enough to say what the exact bracket ends up being.
Yeah.
So this is a pick that may not happen, but I have the Celtics and the 76ers as the final two.
Okay.
And I have the Celtics taking it.
I have Boston, too, by the way, over the Knicks, just to show you I'm not a homer all the way.
Yeah.
So we all have Boston coming out of the East.
No, I had the 76ers.
I'm sorry, you have the 76ers. Yeah. Okay. On the West, I have obviously Denver. I don't see how they're not there. But I'm going to put Dallas there against them. I'm going to have a nice little matchup here of Joker versus Luka. And I'm going to have Denver come out of there, though.
All right. Well, this is actually...
Here comes your Lakers.
No. I got the Lakers getting, honestly... I'll tell you, say this, they got a tough break here having to go up against the Nuggets in the first round. I mean, that is a real tough break.
Happens when you're in the play-in.
I get that, but if I was them, I almost would have wanted to lose to the Pelicans.
Which is the point.
Lose to the Pelicans.
So had they lost to the Pelicans and won the next game, they wouldn't be playing them.
No. But I'll say this on another note. I have the Thunder playing the Nuggets.
Okay.
Listen, I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has had one of the most underrated seasons this year. In my opinion, if I had to pick an MVP, that's who I'd pick. Because he did this with a lot of young players, and they're the number one seed.
Yeah.
So I think the Thunder make a run, but I think they'll get beat by the Nuggets in the end. And I have the Nuggets prevailing in the West.
Okay. So, Phil, who do you got?
Well, I actually have the Thunder and the Nuggets as well.
There you go.
A 1-2 matchup in the final series. And for me, with the Nuggets, I just think I don't see a team beating them.
No.
Not that it can't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the Oklahoma City did edge them out for the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
So then for my champion, for the NBA Finals, I have the Celtics and Nuggets, and I have the Celtics winning it.
Wow, I have the Nuggets winning again. I have that back-to-back.
And I have the Nuggets taking out the 76ers. Okay. But I got to tell you, that's the matchup I want to see. I want to see Joel Embiid and Jokic because I feel like we haven't seen this yet.
Yeah.
The two top dogs that are both huge men go head-to-head. We haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
Yeah.
All right.
Boy, how does Milwaukee feel, right? I mean, they were, 31-13 when they fire their coach? They bring in Doc Rivers. They've gone, I think, 17-13 since. Basically a .500 team.
now, it's 13-17.
13-17. And now Giannis injured. And I mean, you talk about maybe let's go back in time and not fire the coach when we're 31-13.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why they fired Budenholzer. I mean, that last year's playoff series, he had a tragedy in the family, and you fire the guy.
Yeah,
I just thought it was a very dumb move. I didn't like it at all. And, you know, the real guy I'm looking at is Giannis, because, you know, obviously he had to sign off on all this going on.
Yes.
And I'm like, how could you sign off on all this? You signed off on Drew Holiday getting traded away, who's done wonders for the Boston Celtics. You signed off on Adrian Griffin getting fired. You had to sign off on Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. This is on Giannis, and it hurts me to say this because I'm a Giannis fan, but it's on him.
Yeah, no doubt. NBA, we just touched on that. NHL, and it's funny how the two leagues, right, they kind of parallel each other and they get going around the same time. Every position now in the NHL set, even though there's a game left in some teams' schedules.
Well,
it's all set.
I think wild card 1 and 2 in the West still.
Is it?
It comes down to, I think, if.
Let me see here.
Vegas and LA win. Well, no, I think.
I thought we were set with Vancouver now as of last night. But let's see.
I guess when I was looking at it, it didn't sound like it was locked in.
Let's see here. Wild card.
Because there was something with.
LA is 2 behind Nashville. I'm going to assume then that would mean that they, based on, yes, Nashville has more wins. So, yes, we're locked.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess it was if Vegas tied, I think.
Yeah, they have 98
and ended up
now.
Being, yes. Yeah.
Which they can get to 100 points, Vegas, by the way.
Yeah. So, but I guess what's not locked is.
Is the right.
Third place in the West.
Correct.
And second wild card.
Yes, correct. Right. Exactly right. So that can end up being one of those two, I guess. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm going to go by what I have in front of me. From what I understand, we are locked there because of what you said, which is the fact that Vegas has moved in to the 3. They're not going to be a wild card as of now. Okay. NHL playoffs, you know, this is it's crazy every year. You know, I mean, we've got these hot teams going in. You've got teams that. Like the Predators, had incredible last few months of the season. The Islanders, who found a way in the last month of the season to get themselves on track and get themselves back into it. Washington Capitals got themselves a spot. You know, good for them. And Ovechkin, we mentioned Ovechkin. Always good to see the big stars in the playoffs. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'll start. I'll start in the East and just give you a quick of what I feel. And we'll end quickly down to the final four in my East, which is I have the Rangers and the Islanders matching up on one side of that, and I have Boston and Toronto matching up. I have the Rangers and the Maple Leafs in the conference final in the East.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have the Maple Leafs matching up against the Lightning and the Hurricanes matching up against the Capitals, leading to the Hurricanes matching up against the Lightning, and I have the Hurricanes winning it out.
Winning the entire conference?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have Toronto, by the way, beating the Rangers, so I do have the Maple Leafs winning the conference. Okay.
All right. Well, my Eastern Conference Finals, I have the Lightning and the Hurricanes, and I've got the Hurricanes going.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick. Canes could be.
So I give it, but you
well,
don't.
No, I'm just saying, Canes could be a really tough team to beat. Now, I do feel, and I'm surprised at you, because I feel like the Islanders, boy, they peaked at the right moment. And they're matched against the Canes to open this whole thing up. And look out.
Well, here's
you know,
the thing.
I like the Islanders matchups here. If they get by the Canes, they're going to probably play the Rangers. That's an incredible rivalry that goes back to the 70s. That's anything goes. And don't be shocked. I'm picking what I did. But don't be shocked if the Islanders are sitting at the end in the Eastern Conference Final.
Here's what I looked at. I picked the Hurricanes to be there at the beginning of the
season.
So I'm going to ride that pick out.
Yes,
and I have the Lightning. I think the Lightning are going to be a tough out. And the way I have it going, I have the Maple Leafs going up against the Lightning in the second round. And if there's one team the Maple Leafs have struggled with, it's the Lightning.
Absolutely.
So that was my bugaboo there.
Western Conference, that includes our own Nashville Predators. And again, not to be a homer, I don't want to do that. I do have them beating Vancouver to get out of the first round. Unfortunately, then I have them matching with Edmonton. I think Edmonton this year gets over the hump. I think they play the Avalanche in the conference finals, but someone's going to have to show me that the Avalanche aren't going to do it, because much like the Nuggets, I feel like the Avalanche are the cream of the crop in the West, and they're going to show out. So I've got the Colorado Avalanche coming out of the West.
All right. Now, based off how I had it, I have the Predators getting knocked out by the Canucks in the first round. I think it'll be a good series, but I think they get knocked out. Then I have the Avalanche. I have the Avalanche taking out the Jets. And I have the Golden Knights taking out Connor McJames Harden in the first round. It's playoff time, baby.
Well, so, right now they're matched against Dallas, just so you know. Yeah, okay. Right at the moment, the way things stand. Oh, no, you know what? They've now changed it. You're right. It's Edmonton and Vegas, and now it's Dallas, L.A.
That's what I had.
Yeah.
So I had, listen, if I'm Edmonton, I don't want to go against Vegas. That's the team I don't want in the first round. So
I
like the Golden Knights there. And I have the Golden Knights taking on the Stars. And then I have the Avalanche and the Golden Knights at the end facing off. And I have the Avalanche taking it.
Okay. The West for you, Phil?
Well, so it's funny. So a lot of it for me depended on where exactly things ended up landing with the wild card spots.
Sure.
So I have the Stars and the Preds in the final for the West. Mostly because the Preds had been wild card two.
Yes.
And were having to play the Central Division teams.
Right.
I think they get knocked out.
Sure.
But I think the Pacific Division, I think the Predators, I think, can beat almost all of those teams in a series.
Yeah.
Not saying they, guarantee it, but I think they have a better chance against that grouping than the Central Division grouping. So, and the Stars, I think that, they've been hot for the last half of the season. So I think I think they're going to be a hard out. So I've got the Stars and the Preds in the Western Conference final with, as much as I hate to say it, the Stars.
Stars. All right. My matchup then is the Avs and the Maple Leafs. I like that. I think it's going to be great for the NHL to see a Canadian team back in there. I just think, especially with the star power that would bring. You have Austin Matthews and McKinnon and McCarr. I just think that'd be a lot of fun. Again, I'm going with Colorado here. I felt like last year was a year they could have repeated and their injury bug just caught up to them. Well, they're all healthy, and I think they're going to make a statement this year, basically saying, if we were healthy last year, folks, we'd be looking at three in a row. They're that good. I'm going to go with Colorado.
I have the Avalanche and the Hurricanes, and I picked the Hurricanes.
It's two disasters when you think about it. An Avalanche and a Hurricane.
but I picked the Hurricanes.
No wonder you picked it. Two disasters. Go ahead.
I hate to say this, but as much as I picked the Hurricanes at the beginning of the year, I am going to go with the Avalanche to win it. I just think...
they're very deep. That's the thing. They're very, very deep.
The problem with the Hurricanes, they're such a good defensive team.
They are.
It's really going to depend on their goalie. Is their goalie going to hold up? That's really what it's going to be, what it depends on. I'll go with the Avalanche, but I'm really, it's flip of a coin. If those two teams get there, it's a flip of a coin.
Yeah, be a great matchup also.
All right. So I ended up, obviously, with the Hurricanes and the Stars. I'm going with the Hurricanes. I think a lot of that's more just dislike of Dallas.
Of Dallas. Yeah. Understood.
But, so we're just a few days away from it all getting started. A lot of fun. I'm hoping to get to a playoff game this year, but I don't know.
That would be nice.
I'm sure the tickets are not going to be cheap.
Tickets. You can get tickets to the Preds, absolutely, especially first round. It should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. It's always a lot of fun. NHL playoffs, by far to me, the most exciting playoff league there is, to me. It's all seven-game series. There's so many.
Wars.
Yeah, and there were. And Elijah, great point. I was going to say this. When you look on paper and hypothetically, we weren't 100% sure who. Let's just say Dallas and the Kings, okay? And you go, they don't really have a rivalry. They don't. Not now.
They will.
These playoff series create lifetime rivalries sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Listen.
And that's what I love about the NHL. There are playoff series that you can look back on as a Predators fan and go, That's when that started.
Give you an example.
That rivalry.
Would you ever think that the Lightning and the Toronto Maple Leafs would be a rivalry?
No. And it is,
but yet it's
because
been a playoff
of what took
rivalry.
Place. Yes. And that's just what's great about the NHL is that in those seven games, boy, it could get fierce.
Yeah.
And then those rivalries get created for a long, long time. And I look forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And to me, also, they also can kind of cement what, you know, one of those, maybe it's a rivalry, maybe it's not. It can cement it as a rivalry. Because you think back to before the Red Wings were moved to the Eastern Conference, there was this budding rivalry between the Preds and the Red Wings. But it was always like the Preds were the little brother.
Yeah.
Then they had that playoff series. They finally beat the Red Wings, finally got past that block.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like that was becoming really a good rivalry.
Yeah, it was.
Of course, then they moved them to the East. But
yeah, that's what's great about the NHL. It does create some really heated rivalries based on years prior. That's always a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we got a couple minutes. We'll jump ahead, actually, to our Bet the Farm picks because that's a kind of a quicker thing here. So last week, Kenny had the Braves over the Mets on
God,
a Thursday.
What a mistake that was.
Elijah,
one game they win.
Yeah. Elijah had the 76ers over the Magic, which was a win for him. And I had the Braves the weekend series over the Marlins. Puts me at 5-1. You guys are 3-3.
All right.
So I'll let you guys go.
Well, we mentioned the NHL, and there is a game tomorrow that basically ends the season for both of these teams. And with not a lot to play for, I'm going to take the team that I feel is going to win it all, and that's the Avalanche over the Oilers in a very fun-looking little final game. How much will we see, and are these guys looking forward to facing each other maybe down the line? But I'm going to take the Avalanche over the Oilers Thursday night.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go to the NBA, and I'm going to take the Timberwolves over the Phoenix Suns. I think the I'm going to take the Phoenix Suns over the Timberwolves.
Okay.
I think the Timberwolves seem to have a lot of injuries, and I think Kevin Durant is going to want to come out and make a statement game one. So I'm going to pick the Phoenix Suns to win that game.
Which
on
game?
Saturday.
Saturday? All right. I'm going to go with a game that is as yet undetermined as to who the opponent is.
Celtics.
I'm going to go with the Celtics over whoever they're playing
over the
Sunday.
Field.
Now, Phil, I need to remind you, you made this pick last
year.
Did he? Yeah, you made Milwaukee over whoever they had to play, and the Heat came out and stopped Milwaukee.
I'll take my chances.
Look at that.
Just because I think
Jimmy Butler got you last year.
I think the teams that are coming out of the play-in tournament in the East are brutal. Shouldn't even be in the playoffs.
No, they're losing records.
Well, the 76ers, but they won't. If they win their game,
they
which
wouldn't
they
match.
Should.
Right.
They won't match up with the Celtics.
That's
so.
Right.
And the Heat own the Celtics now.
Yeah.
They do.
Hey, look out. And Jimmy Butler.
In the playoffs is a different player.
And Spoelstra, look out. So tonight's the 82nd game for the Maple Leafs. Auston Matthews, 69 goals going into tonight. And I said to Elijah, do you think he wants 70? Well, I looked. He hasn't scored. It's the end of the first. He has 7 shots. The average guy will take 7, and 7's a lot for a game. The average player will take 4 or 5 in a game. So obviously they are feeding Auston Matthews tonight to try and get him number 70, which I have no problem with. I mean, that's great. I hope he gets it. All right. Dudes and Duds, is that where we're at?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Since I'm on the mic, I'm going to take the first dude. The Masters was this week, and it was a great, great tournament. This guy, Scottie Scheffler, my goodness gracious, he is now 27 years old.
Boy.
He has won his second Masters at 27 years old. You know, the backstory to all this, you say, well, you know, these guys and the professionals and the difference between a great, great, great player and a not so great, it could be one stroke or two strokes. Stress is high. It's right. It's hard to do this. Scottie went into this weekend. His wife is due. She's pregnant. She's due. He made it clear to the tournament, if she goes into labor, I am leaving. You know, that's the deal he had made, and that's that. Well, of course, going into the final day Sunday, he is winning the Masters again, and everybody's questioning, now, what will he do if he gets this phone call, you know, in the middle of the round? From what I understand, they said that if he tees off, he's going to finish. I don't know how they, I don't know what they tell the wife. Hang in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he ended up finishing, and she did not go into labor. But Scottie Scheffler, 27 years old, his second Masters.
Yep.
And he did it going away. He went, I think, six birdies in the last nine holes. He was remarkable. Remarkable.
He was.
All the credit in the world.
He had to come back, too, because for a while.
Well, day four, he was tied. And then he blew everybody else away.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I'm going to jump out there because I actually thought, Kenny, you would use this one. So I'm going to use it. Philip Forsberg setting the Preds goals record in style with a hat trick in Friday's 5-1 win over the Blackhawks. And then added one more on Saturday.
I was at
Saturday.
That game. There you go.
And how many does he end up now with? 40 and change, right?
48, unless he scored on
my goodness gracious, right?
What Monday against the Penguins, I don't remember.
I thought it was 46.
It's as if he is the player that we always thought he could be.
He got 45, 46, and 47.
Ah,
there you go.
Okay,
and he added 48.
Yeah.
So there you go. And thankfully for us, Elijah, you know, helped this along this year. And we're happy for that.
Jinxy.
Yes, jinxy. All right, Elijah, who's your dude of the week?
Well, mine, I brought him up earlier. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think he, having such a great season with a young team in the OKC Thunder and a stacked Western Conference, getting the number one seed with the youngest team in the entire league, he led them there. And none of us thought OKC would get to this point. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is my dude.
Well, that's the thing that's scary about Oklahoma City is what you just said, the youngest team.
Yeah.
So if they go on a run, they could have a few years of being really good.
Here's a fun fact for you. You want to know how they acquired Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? He was on the Clippers.
Right.
The Clippers, to get Paul George, traded him away, and he went to OKC.
Paul George.
Yeah. I'm also going to give a nod to Roman Josi with two goals and two assists in the 6-4 win over the Blue Jackets at the game that Elijah got to see.
Yeah.
Okay. Elijah, any honorables there?
Yeah. Connor Hallebuck, goalie for the Winnipeg Jets, had a 7-0 shutout over the Colorado Avalanche.
Okay.
I was kind of shocked by that. When I saw that score come up, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
They had a very good game.
Okay. I have two. One, it's a Yankee thing, but you guys might not know. Maybe Phil knows. John Sterling, a long, long time Yankee radio announcer, play-by-play.
One of the legendary voices.
Yeah, and now a lot of people, even when I was in New York, Sterling was the love-him-hate-him guy.
He was an acquired taste.
He was. Now, when he first started and I was listening to him, you know, you get a little tired of the whole, he would always make up funny nicknames and whatnot. Okay. Very Chris Berman-like in that sense.
Yeah.
You remember Chris Berman's early days. Okay. But he was there forever with Susan Waldman, and some of his calls were fantastic. And some of the things that he would say and the, you know, all that kind of stuff and hitting home runs and the nicknames. So he retired. So, you know, I just want to give a nod. That's a big-time Yankee iconic, maybe one of the last pieces of that Yankee team that won the championships so often with Jeter and Posada and all those fellas. Okay, my other honorable, I have one other one, and I've never done this. This is a first. This is a monumental honorable. It's going to someone right at this table.
Well, thank you.
Elijah Jacobs, congratulations on being engaged to be married. I give him a dude because he's a dude. He did it,
man. And
he got engaged. And shockingly, against all odds, he found a human being that is willing to take him on for the rest of his life. So that's a dude move right there. Congratulations,
thank
Elijah.
So much,
we
Kennedy.
Wish you all the best. All the best.
Congratulations. And she didn't throw you off the cliff when
she
you
did
asked.
Not.
So we were kind of wondering about that.
Elijah was nice
enough. I'll give you your $5 later, Kenny.
Thank you. He sent us pictures of the engagement on Saturday. So quickly, though, how did that go? That all went well for you?
It went great.
I mean, we
had the drive up there.
This was at the Falls of Cummings Falls.
It was so crowded.
Yeah.
No, it was Fall Creek Falls.
Fall Creek Falls.
It was so crowded. They were having like some type of run there that.
Oh, okay.
People were running around the falls,
right.
And I kept trying to find the right spot to pop the question.
Right.
And then we got to a spot that was this rock right by where the water was going sure. down. And I was like, okay, this is perfect. No one's around. This is a really funny story.
Go ahead.
So I popped the question. I'm on my knees. And then the next thing I know, she says yes. And as I go to get up, I hear these two guys in the background scream, yeah!
Oh, so someone stopped and watched.
Yeah, and I
very
was like,
cool.
Two random dudes I'd
that's
never
nice.
Seen before were
that's
like,
really
yes!
cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then you guys went to the Predators game and
whatnot. Well, we went to Maggiano's.
Went to Maggiano's. And then we went, and you to, the went to the Predators game. Yep. And you had a good time there.
Absolutely. We got good. The little... Zamboni popcorn.
Ah, bucket. Look at you.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Nothing like getting engaged and getting a Zamboni popcorn. Well, congratulations.
Well, she wanted
Elijah.
That Zamboni popcorn.
She wanted that one.
Plus, it was 50%
listen,
off.
Listen, let me tell you something. I want to stop you right now. Get used to that.
Oh,
what
I
she know. Wants, you're going to get.
Well, first of
okay?
all,
that's the way it works.
She always okay? gets whatever she wants.
Well, that's
she
what I'm saying. Just keep that in mind. That Zamboni was step one. Everything after this is what does she want? You better get it.
Absolutely.
You better get it. All right.
Well, she knows
Phil, do you have
too.
Any advice for the young crazy guy who went and got engaged?
Probably nothing that's not cliche.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right. All right. Duds, the other side, right? Do we have time to finish our duds up?
We have time okay. to get our duds in.
San Jose Sharks goalie for me, Devin Cooley, versus Edmonton the other night. This is almost unbelievable. He gave
What's
up eight,
Edmonton?
He gave up 8 goals in 22 shots. 8 goals. You usually get pulled after 3 or 4 as a goalie
yeah.
For whatever reason. You know, San Jose is so bad. They just probably felt like, look, whoever's
it's
out
Edmonton.
There, leave them out there. Now, this poor guy had to be looking to the bench going, can someone take me out? 8
the
goals
funny thing
on
is,
22
he
shots.
Had like a, I think it was maybe the next night. He stopped 49 of
yes,
50 shots.
Yes. So 8
that's
goals.
That's what I'm saying. I feel
I
like that's a bad.
Well, yeah. There you go.
All right. Now I'm going to go to a real dud. A dud for a team that Kenny loves.
Oh, no.
Klay Thompson.
He won't be there next year.
0-10.
Yeah. Pretty brutal.
How horrified are you?
Yes.
No points?
No. Zero.
One of the Splash Brothers, man. Coming
no splash.
Short. Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a pop balloon. That's what that was.
Yeah. With that being. They think likely his last
that
game
was
with
last
the Warriors.
Game. Yeah.
What a
bad horrible
way
to go off. Ooh, terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I'm going to give mine to Colorado goalie Alexander Georgiev and the Avs defense, giving up 3 goals and 11 shots
yep.
of the third period to blow a 3-0 lead on the way to a 4-3 overtime mm-hmm. loss.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Avs showing some leakage there.
Well, that's the thing. At first, I had them as, you know, Avs and Preds for them. I Western Conference Final, but then it looks like, you know, really the last part of the season, they haven't been as hot, when they're going up against the Stars and the Jets.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
It's very hard to beat a team 4 times when they're that good. That's where I'm kind of like, we'll see.
Yeah, but the Stars are playing that good, so it's going to be hard. You know, 4 games is hard to beat
we'll
them,
see.
Too.
We'll
yeah.
see.
All right. All right, so you want to go ahead with our 3 up, 3 down?
Okay.
All right, well, I'll jump out right here real quick. Number one, I have the 76ers. Haven't lost a game since Joel Embiid has been back, and they're coming on strong for the playoffs.
If you had to pick dinner with one guy, because you're in love with these guys, Joel Embiid or what's his name there on the Browns? His name's escaping me.
First of all,
what's his
I don't
name? The end, the defensive
Phil,
end
Phil.
Who hits the guys with helmets. What's his name?
Miles Garrett.
So you get, here we go, ready? It's 2 dates for the prom. You ready? You get 2 invites in the mail. One's from Joel Embiid, one's from, what's his name?
Miles Garrett.
It's, Elijah, you want to sit and chat Friday night. Which one are you answering?
Miles Garrett.
You leaving Joel out?
Yes. I like football better than basketball.
Okay, there you go.
I feel like I haven't brought Joel Embiid up at all.
I just hear it a lot.
All right. The OKC Thunder, obviously,
yes.
Hitting the Mets, hitting it strong. And my last, and certainly not my least, the red hot.
Oh, the New York Mets.
New York
yes.
Mets.
Yes, they're unbelievable.
8-2 in their last 10.
They're an amazing
10.
Team. They're
number
the Amazons.
Two, you know what? They're number 2 in their division after being number 4 oh last God. Week. So they've been on a roll.
We're number 2. We're number 2.
Hey, man, we also beat the Braves. I mean, we're on a little bit of a roll here.
Okay. All right, 3 up for me. The Vegas Golden Knights really moving themselves up in the standings and getting themselves – higher up than and taking that third spot, it looks like. New York Islanders, who, you know, kind of more for the last few weeks, they really pushed, got themselves right where they need to be and into the playoffs. And the last one, I'll probably never do this again, you never know, the Indiana Fever, for what Phil said. You know, a lot of eyes on the television sets. I never even knew what their team name was. But Caitlin Clark's there, and their spotlight was all theirs the other night, and it was nice to see and good for them, and hopefully it translates for them.
All right. So for me, I had the Oklahoma City Thunder, a five-game win streak to end the season, take the number one seed in the West. The Kansas City Royals, 8-2 in their last 10. Nice little run for them. And the Winnipeg Jets riding a seven-game win streak going into the final game of the regular season.
There you go. Three down.
All right, I'll start it off. It's the Golden State Warriors. This is the end. This is the end of an era.
This is
the end of this big three.
Yes.
All right, the New York Rangers, and why do I say
that? They won the President's Cup.
That's exactly why.
He's going reverse.
They won the President's Trophy Cup, which means whoever wins that gets cursed.
You're right. That's a good one. I like that.
I'm going to say the New York Rangers.
I like that.
And the Houston Astros. Oh, my Lord. I don't know. I can't remember the Houston Astros being this bad.
Yeah, last place.
They are bad.
Yeah.
And for a team that a lot of people had picked for the World Series, they're starting out rough.
I had them. Well, baseball's
now, it's
weird.
A long season.
It is.
It's a long season, but it's a rough start for a...
Yeah, they look horrible.
Go ahead, Phil. Who do you got?
All right. So my three down, I've got the White Sox, a five-game losing streak. 1-9 in their last 10. 2-14 on the season.
That's right.
I thought they would be bad, but oh, man.
They are bad.
They're worse than I thought.
And they're worse than the Mets, by the way.
That's true.
Actually. The Atlanta Hawks dropping their final six games of regular season, limping in play-in tourney. And then the Avs, 3-5-2 in their last 10, going into that final home game or final game against the Oilers for the playoffs.
Okay, so my three down are the Brooklyn Nets, who, by the way, they are dreadful. And this was more just for a statement on everything they tried to do, you know, back then, getting the big three, and we're going to get these three guys again. What a disaster of a franchise at this point. They're horrible. The Phoenix Coyotes / Salt Lake City whatevers, just for the fact that the NHL had to buy them. I mean, my God. I don't know what's going on with them and if they'll ever see a team again but them. And then I back up Phil's Chicago White Sox, and I'll do it with stats. So the Chicago White Sox, what did you say, two wins, three wins?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
two and
not
14.
Even the worst part. Here's the worst part. How many teams are in the MLB? Do we know?
30.
It's 30. Okay, 30. You ready? Where do you think they're ranked in runs per game?
30th.
2. Where do you think they are in home runs?
30th.
8. Where do you think they are in batting average?
30.
29th. Where do you think they are on base? 30th. Where are they on slugging? 30th. Where are they in stolen bases? 23rd. How'd they even win 2?
Yeah.
How'd they win 2? This may be the worst team we're going to see in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
They are horrifying.
I mean, it's funny, because a couple of years ago when we were doing the show, it was the Reds that started
so
bad.
That's right.
And they ended up...
They did okay.
...turning out
season. They did.
But, I mean, this White Sox team...
is horrifying.
They've been outscored 16 games. They've been outscored by 54 runs.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, that's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, like 7 or 8 runs
a game
you're losing by?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I imagine their pitching rankings are pretty bad, too.
I would imagine. I didn't even get to their pitching, but I just laughed looking at their hitting stats. They're in 30th or 29th in every category. That is hard to pull off.
Yes.
So, good for the White Sox.
They're finding a way to do it.
Good for the White Sox. So, Triple Play Sports is... Elijah Jacobs, Phil Tucker, myself, Kenny Mann. Triple Play. What? What? What is that? Well, it's three people. And it's also...
local.
Yeah, and...
national.
And...
global.
That's it. There you go. Look at Elijah. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, he's young. But
he's paper trained.
He's trained. He is fully trained. The fiance should thank me. She's getting him fully trained. All right?
You should thank her... You should thank her for one thing.
What's that?
The NHL conversations have been a lot better since I've
been
with
her. Yes, he's getting educated in the NHL. Who'd have thought, right? Okay. Pick and choose. You guys ready to do that?
All right.
All right, let's do it. Pick and choose. This one, I think, is a great question. This no wrong answer here. Who had the best season in this regard? Auston Matthews, let's say 69, maybe 70 goals. Kucherov, 43 goals, 99 assists, and 142 points. MacKinnon, 51 goals, 87 assists, 138 points. Or McDavid's 100 assist season, fourth guy to do it. Which season do you pick out this year and go, that's the one I would say, wow, that's the one for me?
For me, I think Kucherov. I mean, just that many points.
142.
You know, on a team that I think a lot of people kind of wrote them off this year, you know, and here they are right back in it. And no small part due to him and his, you know, his consistent play. So I all of them are impressive, but I think his kind of stands out.
This is a tough one for me because I am biased. I'm a Lightning fan. I want to say Kucherov, but I'm going to be unbiased here and say Auston Matthews. I mean, listen, if he gets 70 goals here, that not a lot of people have done 70 goals.
I think the number is, you know, maybe in the teens. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to have a 70-goal season, that's an amazing accomplishment. Yeah, my heart wants to say Kucherov, being a Lightning fan, but honestly, I'm going to say Matthews for getting 70 goals.
God, this is really tough. Like I said, there's no wrong answer here. So because you guys each picked one of them, and we did give Connor McDavid his due with 100 assists, I'll go MacKinnon. All right, and the reason I'll do it is he's on what I consider the best team.
Yeah.
And this may end up the best for him overall. You know, 51 goals, 87 assists, 138
those are
points.
Crazy numbers.
He only trails Kucherov in points, 142 to 138. I mean, just an incredible season for him. For a guy that he's not McDavid, he's not these guys that you could see him on a street and everybody goes, oh, there's Nathan MacKinnon. But he's just great. He's just flat out
great.
He's
not bad at anything.
No, he's great. So there you go. Again, there's no way you could be wrong there. Who had the better season, pick or choose, Elijah, Luka Doncic, or the Joker? So Luka averaged 34 points, 9 assists, 10 boards. Almost triple-double. Joker, 26 points, 12 assists, and 9 boards.
I'm going to say Luka Doncic. For one, there's one caveat you didn't add in there.
What's that?
He managed to carry one player that has not worked anywhere, but he has carried Kyrie Irving to the fifth seed. That is worth almost a championship that he was able to do it. So there I'm going to say Luka Doncic.
Luka, better season. All right, Phil?
Man,
it's a tough one. Yeah, these guys almost average triple-doubles, both of them.
Yeah. Boy, I thought I'd almost have to go with Luka just because of the rebounds. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, assists are good.
Oh, yeah.
But rebounding means you're also shooting and you're also getting in there and making a mark in the middle of the paint.
Yeah.
So I'd give the edge to Luka, I think.
I'm going to go Luka with you guys more because of the, if you asked me in the beginning of the season, I think that's what Joker would have been at the end. I mean, he's so great. But Luka was a little surprising how well he played this year. And I'll give it to him. All right, pick or choose. This one's a really good way of looking at it. All right, Phil, pick or choose. Better chance to win it all in either the NBA or the NHL. New York State, Florida. Okay, so if you pick New York State, Phil, you get the Rangers, the Islanders, and the Knicks. If you pick Florida, you get the Panthers, the Lightning, and the Orlando Magic. Right?
What about the Heat?
And the Heat. I'm sorry. And the Heat. Who has the better chance of winning
sweeping
a championship? Any championship?
Oh, just either or.
Which state has the best chance for a parade?
Boy. I'd give the edge, I think, to New York. Just because I think the Knicks have a better chance than the Magic or the Heat.
Okay.
And I would say the Rangers, Islanders, the Panthers, Lightning. I put the odds pretty close on all four of those teams. So I give a slight edge to New York, I think.
I give the edge to Florida here. Listen, Miami.
Who's got the best chance to win a championship out of those teams?
I'm going to say the Tampa Bay Lightning have the best
chance. Really?
Shot.
Okay.
Either them or the Miami Heat, just because.
You get by Celtics.
Well, they've done it the last two, three years. I'm not worried about the Heat.
Yeah, but
Heat.
how many times can you as a team
get through that?
Be one of the last seeds and win it.
They got Jimmy Butler. I mean, I can't explain it. He's a phenomenon to me.
I'm going to take New York here. I feel the Rangers are the best chance out of all these teams. They played so well. I know the President's Cup curse. I get it. But they played so well. I love what the Islanders have done lately.
That's true.
Okay? I don't think the Knicks are going to win at all.
No.
So I'm going to, you know, if I took them out, I don't agree. I agree with Phil. I don't think the Heat or the Magic. So that leaves me Lightning and Panthers versus the Rangers-Islanders. I'm going to say give me Rangers-Islanders. I think there's a better chance of a parade.
The only reason I say the Lightning is the fact that Vasilevsky has had a season to kind of get his feet back and I like him.
Get his back back?
Yeah.
Get your back back.
Well, I mean, listen, he had back surgery.
That's true. All right. This is a fun one. Phil, I'll start with you. Your favorite jersey, and it can't be your favorite team in the sport. What is your favorite jersey, past or present, in each sport? So I'll start so it gives you guys a little time to think. My favorite NHL jersey that's not when I was an Islander fan or a Preds fan is the Edmonton Oilers. I always loved the Oilers jerseys. I thought they were so sharp. Maybe it was a Gretzky thing watching him play in it. So my favorite jerseys in the NHL is Edmonton. Now, I'm a Yankee fan, obviously. My favorite baseball jersey outside of the Yankees has always been the Milwaukee Brewers, the older jersey with the pinstripes, the yellow, the blue, the glove. Loved it, okay? For basketball, it can't be the Knicks for me. It's the Houston Rockets of Hakeem Olajuwon's era. Loved it. Loved the colors, the red, the yellow. And in the NFL, it can't be the Titans. Boy, our own sign keeps falling. The NHL can't be the Titans or the Oilers. So for me, I'm going to go classic. It's a team that I always felt just exuded toughness.
It's the Raiders. I knew it.
That's right. The silver and black. All right, guys, what do you got?
It's going to be a tough one.
Can't be your favorite team.
Yeah, for me, for baseball.
Can't be the Cubbies.
Not the Cubs. One of my favorites has always been the old school Philadelphia Phillies.
I loved those.
The early
80s. Those were great.
I don't know what it was.
Those were great.
That they had that maroon.
That's right.
The pinstripes with
Mike
that.
Mike Schmidt era, right?
Absolutely. With the P with the baseball logo in it.
That's right.
I do also like the Brewers one. You know, the classic.
Yes.
Boy.
What about hockey?
Man, as much as I hate the team, the Red Wings.
Great.
There's
classic
just something classic
red and white
with the wheel logo.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the team, but you know, there's just something classic
about
the jersey, right?
Yeah. This is about the jersey. What about basketball? Other than, well, who's your favorite team in basketball? I mean, you know, think you have an official favorite,
well,
right?
When I was a big basketball fan, like high school and all that, the Bulls.
Okay, so it can't be Chicago. So who would it be?
You know, I like the old school Cleveland Cavs logos.
Those were cool.
Where the V was the basketball hoop.
Yes,
you know,
I do like
back
that
in the days
yes,
when
yes.
Lenny Dawkins was yes. the coach.
You know who else I thought of with basketball, but I don't know why I liked them, and I know a lot of people didn't, was the Shaquille O'Neal Magic uniforms.
They
actually had like a pinstripe uniform. It was really cool.
Well, so it's funny. So my son played in a church league basketball this year. One side of the jersey was kind of like a, kind of the Bulls colors, but almost like the retro Heat logo.
Yeah.
And the other side, when they were the home team, was it looked kind of
like
the old school Orlando Magic
those
ones.
Those were fantastic.
When they had kind of the, wasn't quite turquoise. It was like a darker blue than that. But
What about football? So it can't be the Bears.
Yeah.
And I'll exclude the Titans Oilers from you. So who else?
Yeah.
Past or present? A jersey that you went, man, that's just, I love it. Love it.
I'll have to come back to football.
Okay. Elijah, what do you got?
It's going to be a tough one for me here.
Where do you want to start?
I'll start with basketball.
Okay. What is it?
I love the Denver Nuggets baby blue and yellow.
Very nice
jersey.
I love that jersey.
I just... Yep. Shockingly, it was Carmelo Anthony was the first player I saw don
that
jersey.
They're very nice colors.
Yes. I love that jersey.
All right.
Football is a tougher one for me, actually, in all honesty. But I'm going to go Ooh.
You have so many jerseys, too.
I do. This is a hard one because, shockingly, I'm going to say I love the Raiders. Silver.
It's just something about
that
it, right?
Silver and black.
It's so classic.
It really is.
There's no added garbage to it. It's just black and silver.
And baseball, I really hate to say what my favorite jersey is because I don't want to rub any egos here.
Go ahead. What is it?
But I love the old school Yankees pinstripe.
It's always the Yankees.
It's just the same.
It's a classic. Yes.
I love it.
No names on the jersey. That's what I always love.
Exactly.
No names on Yankee jerseys.
Well, I would say for football, one of my favorites is the old school Philadelphia Eagles.
The Kelly Green.
Yes. Where they had the helmets with the wing.
With the big wings.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a nice.
Yeah, that's an
nice.
That's a great pick. Absolutely.
Nice. And now it's NHL, which is going to be tough for me because I haven't.
Who do you got?
Jeez.
Could be a current.
I'm going to say the Predators jersey.
You can't say the Predators. I'm not letting you do
it. But it's not my team.
Oh, that's right. You're a Lightning fan. Yeah. Right, Predators it is for you. All right. So there you go. Some interesting picks. All right. Pick and choose, Phil. Only get one of the three. Coleslaw, potato salad, macaroni salad. You only get to have one.
Ooh. Man. It all depends because all three of them, there's a lot of varieties.
Absolutely. And I'll let you take the best one of the best variety, but you can only get one.
I'd have to say a coleslaw.
Keeping the coleslaw.
It's got the, as long as it's like the creamier coleslaw, not that vinegary.
Right. Okay.
I'm going with D, none of the above, because I don't like
any of those.
I don't like any of those.
Really?
You
don't have mac salad or potato salad or coleslaw when you have like a barbecue? No?
No,
you don't eat that?
I don't. Really? I like.
Do you like any of those like side salad type things? Even like
I like
I know
a
there's
side,
so many of
I like
a
side Caesar salad.
No, but I mean, not even that. I mean, like, I see so many now in the stores when it becomes popular.
Well,
so many different.
Like potato salad, it can depend. Because there's ones
there's
that have more of a mustard
egg,
base. I like
right.
those.
There's mustard, absolutely. What about deviled eggs? You like deviled eggs?
Nope.
You don't like that either. All right, well, I'm going to pick.
I love deviled eggs.
To keep macaroni salad. I like macaroni salad.
I would pick the coleslaw.
You would keep the coleslaw? Because coleslaw, you could put that on stuff.
Yeah.
You could put that on a burger. You could put that on certain things. So that's pretty good.
Now, there is a macaroni salad that I do really enjoy.
What's that?
And it's actually one that Publix sells.
Oh.
Yeah, that is
theirs
nice.
Theirs is really
good. Just a good flavor.
Yeah.
I like the eggier ones.
So I thought you would have said potato salad.
But the Mac salad, they make a deviled egg macaroni salad and a deviled egg type potato salad. So it's very good. But coleslaw, Phil's right. I like to top stuff with coleslaw.
Yeah.
Like you could take, like say, a burger and just top it with coleslaw and stuff. So that's pretty cool. All right. Time for yay or nay. Phil, you ready?
All right.
Yay or nay, Phil. You're going to have to think. Five quarterbacks will go in round one of the draft. By the way, next week, we're going to do our draft. Okay. Five quarterbacks will go in round one of the NFL draft. Yay or nay? So I think we can all agree. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May will go in round one. So really, this is a question of, does Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix go in round one? Yay or nay?
I'm going to say nay. I think one of those two will slip to round two, but they might be, you know, top 10 at round two.
Elijah, five quarterbacks go in round one.
Yay.
Yay.
I absolutely see it.
And I apologize. J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
I also left him out.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to say yay.
Yay now.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
I think two of those three could.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Yeah,
and it's because McCarthy goes.
McCarthy.
Who's the oddball out? Let's say five go. Who sits out?
I'm going to say Penix will be the likeliest to fall.
Okay.
The most likely to fall to the second
age
round.
Age injury.
Yes. But I could see.
Honestly, can we see six?
I could see six.
Can you imagine?
And the wild card in all of this?
Yes.
Miami. Because hear me out.
Where do they pick?
They pick at the end of the first round.
Yeah, maybe if someone's sitting.
I mean, if Tua, we don't know. They haven't signed him yet, and Penix.
Oh, he's staying there, yes.
But we don't know yet.
He is.
You could
he
draft
is.
Penix. And
no, McDaniels loves him.
You're right.
For whatever reason,
but
he does.
Penix is the same quarterback.
Oh, no, but he could be drafting for the future. We know that. I'm going to say yay. I agree with you guys. McCarthy is, to me, the wild card here. I feel he gets in the first round. I think it's almost a done deal.
Not only that, I really do. Think he's going to be in the top 10.
He may be. So for me, that leaves it becomes a question of, does Penix Jr. or Bo Nix go in the first round? Well, I've seen enough drafts to know teams get weird with quarterbacks. Boy, they overdraft. So, yes, one of them goes.
Yeah.
All right. Yay or nay, Elijah. There will be more than two trades on draft night.
Yay.
More than two. So I'm saying there will be three trades on draft night.
Yay. Okay. I see it happening. Listen, I with this many quarterbacks.
Well, some are, you know, one, two, or three look like they don't need to trade to get their quarterback.
Right. Well, do the Patriots want a quarterback?
But we don't know that.
I mean, they could trade out of that.
They could.
And if they trade
they
out of that, could. You could see Arizona trade
That's
out of where
true.
They're at. I
Very
mean,
true.
I'm looking at the
So
I'm
three trades at, minimum. You're saying yes to three.
Because look at that Patriots team. There's not a lot of talent on that team. If I'm a quarterback, this is not a place I want to go.
Yay.
Yay, I see it.
Three trades minimum.
I say yay, because I think there's enough teams that are a little bit farther back that are going to want a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to want to try and move up. Like Minnesota,
yeah.
I could see them wanting to move up.
Yes.
I could see Buffalo trying to move up.
Not for a quarterback.
For a receiver.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they got a second-round pick.
I don't know how much draft capital some of these teams have. We're going to look next week. I'll get deeper into it. I'm going to say, although, nay. I'm going to say there are two. And I'm going to say one of them is what Phil said, Mini. I think Minnesota looks to get up. And I think someone else does.
What about...
And I think someone may be moving up for someone that's not a quarterback. How about like a Brock Bowers or someone like this that they covet and they go, I want this guy. So I think that's possible. Or one of the receivers, like Phil said. Okay. Phil, yay or nay, or rather, fill in the blank. The most shocking first-round exit in the NHL playoffs would be blank getting knocked out.
Oh, man. I would say the Lightning.
Really?
Just because of the experience they have in the playoffs.
They're playing the Panthers, though.
Yeah.
I mean.
Tough team.
Tough team.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's something about the Lightning when it comes to the playoffs that okay. I would bet my money on them.
That they advance. Elijah, yeah. NHL, the most shocking first-round exit for you would be.
For me, okay.
Yeah, for you.
I'd say the Dallas Stars getting knocked out by the LA Rams.
That would really be shocking.
LA Kings.
Although McVay, you never know if Stafford has a good game, Elijah.
Go ahead. That would shock me. If the Dallas Stars get knocked out by the LA Kings, that would legitimately shock me. I couldn't see that happening. All the other ones I could see potentially happening. To you guys, the Rangers getting knocked out would be a shock, but to me, I'm predicting it because it's the President's Trophy.
I wouldn't say it wouldn't be a shock to me.
Yeah, because of the President's Trophy. I mean, President's Trophy Cup is a curse. I mean, but to me, Dallas getting knocked out by the LA Kings would completely shock me.
I think the easy one here is the Avs, so I won't use that because that would blow me away after telling you how much I think they're going to win it all. But I'm going to go with the Rangers. I do believe the Rangers are heads and tails above the Capitals, and that's a great matchup for them. I'd be so shocked. That Ranger team is an all-star team. If they get knocked out in the first round by a Capitals team, I understand. But if they get knocked out by the Caps in round one, I'd be blown away. Elijah, the most shocking NBA first-round exit would be?
Ooh, to me, definitely it would be the OKC Thunder getting knocked out would shock me. I mean, because it looks like they're going to match up with the Kings or the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pelicans are without Zion Williamson, it looks like. It looks like he tweaked something. So it would shock me if the Thunder got knocked out by the Kings or the Pelicans.
Okay. Phil?
Yeah. You know, for me, this is kind of a toss-up. But since for me, it's a hard choice between Boston and Denver.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City wouldn't be as much of a surprise, not because of who they're playing, but because it's a young team that doesn't have any playoff experience. Whereas Denver, they won it all last year, so I think to me, them losing in the first round, even though they're playing the Lakers, would be a bigger shock.
But you see, that's why it wouldn't be a shock to me. If it was any other team than the Lakers that they were going up against, because the Lakers are a seventh seed in name only. LeBron, you know, he can't play the full extent of the season like he used to. So them potentially getting knocked out by the Lakers wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
I actually had that predicted before this went down like this. Like, that could be the potential final matchup. So that wouldn't shock me as much. OKC getting knocked out by the Pelicans or the Kings would completely shock me.
For me, to be the Celtics, I feel like they're a team that went wire to wire. They've been so good all year. To see them take a first-round exit, I'd be shocked beyond belief to see that happen. That's it. That's it for pick and choose and yay or nay. By the way, we mentioned earlier, Connor McDavid, the fourth person to get 106th. Now we have a fifth. Kucherov just got an assist. He now has 100 assists. He's the fifth player to get 100 assists in the NHL season. No,
then I definitely would put Kucherov ahead of McDavid in terms of having a season.
NHL, what a season for statistical achievements this year. And they did a great job, especially with the NHL getting a little more publicity with ESPN and whatnot. It's been a great, great season for the big guys. You know, if this doesn't prove that you need one of these guys, you know, on your team, and when you get one of these guys, man, it's a world of difference. We're hoping with the Predators, Forsberg with 48 goals could be one of these guys, maybe, as we go. But, man, some of these numbers, these are crazy.
Yeah. All right.
You guys have anything else? What do you got? Anything?
That's what I've got.
Next week, NFL draft, right?
Yep. We will do our annual mock draft.
Yes.
See how wrong we are.
How wrong we can be.
I mean, I feel pretty confident we'll have the first pick correct.
Yeah, and I feel confident we'll have the second pick correct.
I don't know about that. How can you?
I'm not sure yet which one I'm putting second.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but who's the team? We don't even know that. Is Washington trade out? We don't even know.
That's true.
You never know, right? If someone offers a boatload.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that the Redskins wouldn't look at
McCarthy. They're not the
McCarthy.
Redskins. Yeah. Hey, what about this as a question quickly? Will a team trade their starting quarterback on draft night? There's a rumor out there that there is a team. Now, these are rumors. But is there a team that would trade their starting quarterback on draft night?
Yes, there is.
And who is that?
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
No, that's not happening.
They're not
trading Dak Prescott.
They're not re-signing him.
They're keeping him. He loves Dak.
I don't know about that.
Who are you going to pick?
I mean, hear me out.
Who's better than Dak?
In the draft?
Yeah.
Probably nobody yet.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
Dallas needs to win right now.
Do they? I mean, they got a young team there.
Oh, you think Jerry, what is he, getting younger?
I wouldn't put young around Jerry Jones.
No. He wants to win right now.
But we've seen what Dak is capable of. How many of first-round exit playoff losses with stacked rosters are you going to go through? I'm just saying I could see Jerry Jones trading Dak to the Raiders on draft day. I could see it.
No.
I'd be blown away, completely shocked.
How about the Cardinals? There are rumors that they are willing to trade Kyler Murray in that fifth spot and take J.J. McCarthy.
That would be a disaster.
You like Kyler Murray at this point?
I like him better than J.J. McCarthy.
You don't know anything about McCarthy.
That's exactly why.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Cardinals want to do that.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if anyone actually would take that.
I know.
See, I could see someone trading for Dak because you know what you're going to get out of Dak.
And I agree with you. I can't see who would want Kyler Murray. You got to realize something.
It's 1 year with Dak. Like I could see a team trading for Dak for 1 year and seeing what they could get. Because think about it. Because you realize how massive of a cap hit Dak is to the Cowboys right now?
I know, but that's not happening.
I mean, I've been hearing rumors left and right.
The Cardinals have done this before. If you remember, they traded Josh Rosen on draft night.
It's not a fair comparison, though. Kyler Murray and Josh Rosen.
Is Kyler Murray good?
He got to the playoffs. Josh Rosen barely won games.
Yeah, I know. But you want to go into the season again with Kyler Murray in that division with the Niners? Do you really think it's
viable? He did something last year. You know what he did? He beat the Eagles. That was beautiful.
Okay. But again, these are – so there's the only rumor that I know of that's got a chance, and that is a team like that, and they have the fifth pick. So if they were able to make a deal with someone, you know, you never know. Maybe a J.J. McCarthy, or if a guy falls, maybe a Drake May or a Daniels. You never know.
But what would the Cardinals have to give along with Kyler Murray to make that deal happen?
I know.
Because someone that contract
need,
he has.
I know. Someone would have to really want him, and you never know, but I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
A rare thing, a rare thing for a quarterback to be traded on draft night, but you never know.
Yeah. Hey. Like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if the Cardinals are trying.
No.
But I'd be shocked if they find a buyer.
I agree. I that's why I just think Dak could be traded. I mean, I'm just hearing so many rumors.
You're just
like
wishful thinking by you.
I'm just not wishful thinking. I love Dak.
No, you don't.
I don't?
You don't. I love Dak more than you. I told you, Dak's a really good quarterback.
Wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute here.
I love that guy.
Last year, forgive me if I'm wrong.
You know why I love Dak? Let me explain why.
Because
the Cowboys can never win with Dak. And I know that. But I do like that. I actually do. I think the way he's played coming out of, Mississippi State?
Yeah.
I think he's way overachieved. He's been so good for that team.
Yeah. Well, and he seems like...
He's a great guy.
And he seems like a nice guy.
You don't hear a lot of the nonsense off the field with him.
Correct. And it's a think about.
The Dallas Cowboys quarterback.
The Dallas Cowboys quarterback is the spotlight in the NFL. It just is.
Yeah.
It's the NFL spotlight. It's like what they used to have with the Yankees was who's the center fielder for the New York Yankees? No, it was the center fielder back in the day. And who's the quarterback for the Cowboys?
Well, I thought it was shortstop.
It's hard to be. Derek Jeter was there forever.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
in the Yankees, it was always center field. Is it Mickey? Is it DiMaggio? It's just the way they used to always do it.
Okay.
But the Cowboys, it's always been, if you're the Cowboy quarterback, the whole world knows it.
Everyone
knows them all. Staubach and Romo and even Danny White back in the day. I mean, and now Dak.
And it's a position they've never been bad at
in
their entire existence.
No.
They've never been bad at quarterback. No. So
next week. Big
Next
NFL
week?
Draft
yes, it
night.
Is.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
We'll have that and, of course, headlines to kick off the show. But it'll mostly just be our draft
because
that'll take pretty much all of the show. So we'll have that next week. This has been Triple Play Sports, brought to you by Planet Fitness on WQKR.
One I should have asked. I'll ask you now, though. Will there be a trade before?